Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estilella moves to third. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the mound. Humphreys reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Kell reaches second base with a double. Estilella scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott is hit by the pitch. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hockett moves to third. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 0 in the game. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Hockett scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Moses reaches second base with a double. Humphreys moves to third. Charlie Gassaway now pitching. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dick Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dick Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dick Schott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Gassaway strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Smith fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Smith. Hockett goes all the way around to score. Michaels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to third to get Michaels. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Humphries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphries covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.